Greetings to you, dear listeners. Greetings to you, saints. You, the listeners of Word With You with Channel 7. I appreciate that once again we are meeting in this way to share in the goodness of God. As I began with you in the previous services, speaking on the subject of righteousness, but the title saying God's favor to the righteous. And this implies that there is a special favor God awards to the righteous. There is a special favor that God awards to the righteous. And I believe that as a righteous, you will hold on to this, know that God's favor is upon you. We are taking our reading from the main text, which is Isaiah 3:10, a message to the righteous that God gave in the time when he had pronounced judgment upon the other tribes of Israel when they had gone astray. It reads as follows, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. So from here, brothers and sisters, you can see that God is making this declaration to the righteous, but he is telling them that they will reap what comes out of their own actions. As much as righteousness is given, but there is a part that we must also do righteously. Today, at this moment, I want to share with you how to acquire this righteousness of God. This righteousness of God, how to acquire it. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 to 26 reads as follows. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. The righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God, and all have been justified freely by grace through the redemptive work of Christ. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through shedding of the blood to be received by faith. So, brothers and sisters, from here, you can see that righteousness, you don't work for, it is given. All you need to do, you have to come to Christ and receive him as a Lord and Savior of your life, according to the book of Romans that we read. Now, let me say that if you are not born again, you are not in the right standing with God, and therefore you cannot access this righteousness. And when you cannot access this righteousness, you cannot also access the benefits that come with righteousness. And it is the heart desire of God that all his people will enjoy the benefits that he has made available. But righteousness is the basis upon which we qualify. And this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ. So if you are not born again, you are not positioning yourself well to enjoy the benefits of righteousness. And we are told by the scripture that God has given us this righteousness through our faith in Christ Jesus. How easy is that? How easy is it to just believe in Christ and you are given righteousness? I believe that each and every one of us can have this righteousness and can enjoy the benefits that come with righteousness, which God have already lined up for all those who believe. Now, as I wrap up, I want you to know that we will continue with this series and we will try to expose more of this righteousness, because God, in his heart, he desires that each and every one of his children should enjoy the benefits that he has. All the blessings that God has, they are to be enjoyed by each and every one of us. May the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to help us, even as we continue with this series. Next time, I will be speaking still on this subject of righteousness, God's favor to the righteous, taking it from the book of Isaiah 3, verse 10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. May the Lord bless you until we meet next time. Amen.